don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema Muhadjili opens 59th Zambia International Trade Fair with call for economic partnerships. ZAMSA commences receipt of 9,500 health center kits. And in global news, a desperate search for girls swept away at summer camp after Texas floods killed 24 people. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hichilema Muhadjili has officially opened the 59th Zambia International Trade Fair in Indola, emphasizing the importance of public-private partnerships, PPPs, in unlocking the economy. In a speech read for him by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, President Hichilema called on the private sector to collaborate with government to drive economic growth, create jobs, and enhance Zambia's development. The president highlighted key sectors such as mining, agriculture, energy, and pharmaceuticals as critical drivers of economic growth and job creation. He also announced plans to open more border crossings, including Sakanya, Mokambo, and Kipushi, to boost economic activity.
The government is very pleased that this is progressing well. Similar ventures are happening elsewhere, like the Ndola Kumfula Road, which is also under implementation right now. And with this, we have the advantage of opening up more trade routes with our neighbor in the Congo DRC, because hopefully by the end of this year, we will no longer depend on Kasumbalesa, because Sakania should open, Mukambo should open, Kipushi and the Kambimba next year should be opening. So these are massive opportunities, and for that, we are not spending government money. We will use innovation to allow the private sector to do it.
And Commerce and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has stressed government's commitment to providing a fair and conducive business platform for all players, promoting innovation and enhancing economic growth.
Working in collaboration with the government, it led to government revisiting policies, redrafting policies and rules of how we can get both our private sector, our small and medium enterprises and larger corporations to survive through this. Honorable guests of honor, we want to thank the private sector to have been very resilient and very innovative in getting out of this challenge. But today, as we celebrate the 59th Zambia International Trade Fair, we are witnessing an increase in participation from both local and international business houses.
Meanwhile, Zambia International Trade Fair Chairperson Ajay Vashe called for the enactment of a Trade Remedies Act to enhance new business partnerships and boost business growth.
And I encourage every participant to leverage this space to learn, to collaborate, and to grow. As a Trade Fair Trust, we remain committed to a continuous improvement, investing in infrastructure, cultivating new partnerships, and delivering an exceptional experience for all who pass through our gates. Our aim is to ensure that this fair is not merely an event, but remains a catalyst for enduring business resilience and innovative, innovation-driven trade.
This year's trade fair is being held under the theme Enhancing Business Resilience, Innovation and Trade. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has commenced receipt of the first consignment of 9,500 health center kits from Mission Pharma, a significant milestone in strengthening the continuous supply of essential medicines and medical supplies to health facilities countrywide. ZAMSA Senior Manager Corporate Communications, Bradley Chingove, has disclosed that to date, five trucks carrying a total of 1,650 health center kits have successfully arrived as part of the first tranche of the scheduled 42,000 kits under the second distribution cycle of the 2025 Health Center Kit program. Mr. Chingole says that the second cycle of the 2025 distribution program has already been successfully completed in Central and Copperbelt provinces, and that distribution is currently underway in Northwestern, Luapula and Lusaka provinces, and will continue until all health facilities countrywide have been fully serviced. He says as more consignments arrive, ZAMSA remains fully committed to ensuring the fair, efficient and timely distribution of these critical supplies in alignment with the Ministry of Health's mandate to deliver equitable health care and enhance service readiness at all levels of care.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, is pleased to announce to the general populace that we've commenced receipt of the 42,000 health center kits that we are receiving from Mission Pharma. Currently, we have received 1,650 out of the 9,500 of the first consignment that we're getting from the 42,000. Out of the second cycle of the distribution of the health center kits from the remnants of the distribution that we had earlier, we have completed Central Province and Copperbelt Province. Of the current ones that we are receiving, ZAMSA is committed to ensuring that we will immediately distribute to all the 3,400 facilities every second month of the year as and when we receive the health center kit.
Energy expert Dr. Johnson Chikwanda has expressed gratitude to His Royal Highness Chief Jamuka for facilitating the recently commissioned 100 megawatts Chisamba Solar Project Phase 1 by providing over 200 hectares of land. Dr. Chikwanda has noted that land acquisition and conveyancing have been significant challenges for investors, and that Chief Jamuka's support has been instrumental in moving the project forward. He has commended the traditional leader for allowing Zambia to take a huge leap in energy transition, stating that the support and participation of traditional leaders like Chief Jamuka are crucial for Zambia's success in energy transition. Dr. Chikwanda also commended Africa Green Corp for enhancing the viability of the Chisamba project, which led to Stanbic Bank unlocking funding. He has emphasized the importance of collaboration between traditional leaders, investors and stakeholders in driving Zambia's energy sector forward.
I wish to thank His Royal Highness Chief Chamuka for allowing Zambia to take a huge leap of energy transition by giving over 200 hectares of land to the 100 megawatts Chisamba Solar Power Plant Phase 1. A number of investors have raised significant concerns of challenges being faced in land acquisition and conveyancing in order to complete the paperwork that is needed by the banks. It has not been easy. Therefore, it is important to acknowledge the role which Chief Chamuka and the local community have done.
UPND Secretary General Batuke Imenda has called for the adoption of technological smart practices in Zambia's infrastructure development. Speaking during a tour of China's Guangzhou Smart City Operations Center, Mr. Imenda highlighted the potential for digital systems to enhance urban management and service delivery through a well-coordinated revenue collection system for local authorities. Mr. Imenda says these lessons could be tailored to Zambia's decentralization agenda and manifestos that share government programs. He has urged Zambian local authorities and other parastatal bodies to consider e-governance platforms to bolster service delivery and revenue collection while strengthening anti-corruption measures. Mr. Imenda believes embracing smart infrastructure would improve efficiency, accountability and quality of life, citing applications in public transport tracking, passenger flow monitoring and urban security for a country like Zambia.
E-governance is key. I alluded to the fact that revenue collection is done by e-governance. I alluded to the fact that the small areas such as the bicycles, motorcycles and the cars are being used without using manpower, just merely booking using your phone. The deductions are made and they use the transport come in the park. No human being in sight. That's how the councils get their money. The most important thing here is how the councils are interlinked with the university.